motor isn't purring like it used to? Don't junk it. Call the Motor Man. You'll get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
Healing your wheels for 35 years. Talk Radio 790 KABC is proud to present the one and only Motor Man, Leon Kaplan.
Hallelujah.
That's right, folks. Hallelujah. And welcome back to another power-packed hour of the Motor Man Show. As most of you know, I'd really like to help you. It's a real radio show. It's not an infomercial. All I asked is the sponsors that I have are good people. And just participate with them, whether the body shops or the car companies, the people I talk about. I've talked, checked them out. They're all real good people. Again, welcome everyone. I am the one and only Motor Man. Numbers where I talk about cars and boats and airplanes and motorcycles and lawnmowers and tractors and weed whackers. It doesn't make any difference if it runs by means of an internal combustion engine or even electric engine, electric motor. We will talk about that. 1-800-222-5222 are the numbers to get in. 1-800-222-5222 or 800-222-KABC. They're all the same numbers. Good morning again, Frank. Frank, did you hurt yourself doing the splits in that last time you was playing my music? You don't have to do that. You're not impressing me at all because I see you're not walking very well now. So just write some nice jokes. That last joke was really, really bad. But anyway, folks, it's a fun day. I know it's Sunday, but it's fun day. I call it a lifestyle show, and it really is a lifestyle show. It's not a BS show. It's a CS show, customer service, and above all, I think common sense. And so I guess I like to say the happy Motor Man. It's taken a while to be happy, but I'm the happy Motor Man. A man without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder is what I usually say. We have to have desire, and I really want to thank, Valentine's Day was a tough day, and Judy from Brentwood, I want to thank her for sending me a nice Valentine cards and all the other cards that I got. Anyway, I do have a motto. My motto is I have a passion, a big passion for sharing with you the information I've accumulated over the last couple of years about all things motorized. And so do you have a favorite vehicle, something you'd like to share with our listeners, some old car, something that brings a smile on your face, some antique or collectible car or hot rod, whatever's on your mind? I'd like to talk about that. It's sort of fun, puts a smile on your face, and I think all of us. But I must warn you, I do talk about some high-performance cars and high-octane fuel and things of this nature. It's never too late to have a happy childhood, but the second one is up to us and no one else. So let's get this show on the road. I've got a friend with me, Richard Babbitt. He's from the Friday Harbor area, the San Juan Islands, off of Seattle. Good morning, Richard, and thanks for coming down, spending the night with me and buying all this food for me. I didn't have to do anything. You buying the food? I don't charge much for you staying with me. But let me ask you a question. I was just thinking, why would you move from beautiful Los Angeles all the way up to the San Juan Islands? And I've been there, and I know it's a beautiful place. My wife, Dixie Bell, and I went there with you in the 4th of July every year, and it's a beautiful place. But what was the purpose of it?
Well, that's a question quite a few people ask me. It's hard to leave the weather down here. The weather is just absolutely divine. Oh, up there on San Juan Island, a lot of people think it rains all year. It does not. It rains about 4 months, and then we go dry for about 5 months during the summer and the fall. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, the most beautiful place I've ever flown in. San Juan Island is part of an archipelago of 272 islands, and when you fly, I'll tell you, the scenery is out of this world.
Well, I've mentioned that many times, that flying is magical, and in 1987, you and I flew to Kansas to pick up my airplane. You sucked me into that thing and got my wife, Dixie Bell, wouldn't let her out till she signed a check or whatever. And so, anyway, we become friends, but we were friends before that. Yep. So
Yeah.
So he sold Beechcraft airplanes for years and years, all types of jets from King Airs to all these things. But I've said this many times, flying is something magical. You see the world from a different perspective. You and I have flown some of the most magical places in the world with our wives, and it doesn't have to stop. So it's just, we'll keep doing that.
Yeah. I'd look forward to it, Lane. I hope we get a chance to do a lot more.
Oh, well, some of the places. What was the other place we went to in Washington? It was way up in the canyon.
Oh, Concrete. That's up by, that's on the west side of the Cascade Mountains, right up against the mountains. It's a beautiful little town. I mean,
it's worth driving to. Yeah. They have a little museum, an air museum there, and it's way out of the way. And that's what's unique about flying. But there you can drive to as well. So if you're up in that area, Concrete, it's a town called Concrete.
Concrete, yes.
Concrete. Yeah. Wow. Concrete. Yeah. Anyway, it's been lots of fun. KBC Talk Radio time is 9:11. And, you know, I got upset this week, folks. You know, I never get upset, but I was upset this week. It's the second time that's happened on the beautiful roads of good old Southern California. I had to go to Simi Valley last week to pick up a part for my plane. And coming back, I hit a chuck hole. One of our beautiful streets, and now I had to put new tires on the front of my car. A big old knot came out in the side. That's the second time that's happened. We've got the worst roads. Really, the city should pay for my tires. Tires are not cheap. And Frank, I need to borrow some money from you today to get those tires. So please don't be bashful. $5 is not going to do it, but. Yeah, bar from Audrey, yeah. Okay, enough of that. I've got news here. Let's go and have some fun. Rich has been nice enough to get up early in the morning and come down and talk about some flying that we've done. God, when I think about it, we've been to a lot of places but can't fly now because I had to buy two new tires. God. Lowell, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness, Leon. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, and you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Welcome to your guest, Richard.
Yeah, Richard's a good guy.
Thank you.
Well, today is one of those days that they're giving awards. I thought possibly I should have one for you. But you know how much we love you, so I just want you to know that we all think of you on special days like this.
Well, thank you so much. We love you as well, Lowell, and all the people there, Marina Del Rey area there.
And the Del Rey Yacht Club all think of you every day, so... thank you for your lifetime permission to be part of our group.
Thank you. How can I help
you? All right,
you?
Let me tell you. Okay, Leon, years ago, I had a 421 Pontiac 2+2 with two four barrels on it.
That was a Grand Prix. That was a Grand Prix 2+2.
Yeah, you remember that.
Are you kidding me? It's a Grand Prix 2+2.
It came with a tachometer up on the dash, a big tachometer. It was... you know, production car, 2 4 barrels and a stick shift.
I knew exactly. Very familiar with that car. I was racing Pontiacs at that time.
Yeah, and I was drag racing this one. And I take it to the drag strip, and the car would go up in the air so high, could hardly see the street, the drag track. And it was quite an experience having to drive that car down a racetrack. And thought I'd share that with you. It was one of those experiences you have once in a lifetime.
Well, they become collector's item because they don't make Pontiacs anymore. And the Pontiac 2+2 was in the 421 engine. It used to be a 389 engine. A Pontiac had a 389 and the 3.2 barrels on it. And then the 2+2, when they came out with the Grand Prix, they called that the Grand Prix. And they had special wheels on that car. That car had special wheels, so I'm very familiar with that.
I think
they were
magnesium or something.
They were aluminum wheels, and I had to make a special aluminum plate so I could change the tires on that particular car. So I do know that car, and that's a collectible car. It's too bad you don't have it today, so I could buy that from you for $500.
Well, I still have a boat with three motors on it.
No, I'm not going to buy the boat. No.
That's for sale.
I've had boats, and there's 2 days that you're happy when you have a boat. The day you buy it,
the day you sell it. That's right.
That's right. Lowell, thanks so much for your call.
Big hug to you, and hope to see you, sir.
All right. Look forward to it, Lowell. Thanks again. Bye-bye now. Okay, that leaves the line open, folks, at 1-800-222-KABC. I can't read some of these jokes. I'll read and I'll try to figure them out. Frank just handed me some jokes. But more when we come back, we'll be speaking to Robert and Ryan. We have a line open at 1-800-222-KABC. You know, if any of you need a fantastic paint or body shop, I want to recommend California West Coast Paint and Body. They've been doing work for me for years and years. They've been in business since, well, 1978, and many of their technicians have been with California West Coast Paint and Body, what, over 20, 25 years now. My friend Sean, and he is a friend, Sean is a really good guy who manages this very classy operation. It's always, I mean, always telling me, tell all your listeners, friends, family, whatever it is, they can rest very easy dropping it off at California West Coast Paint and Body. And when you pick it up, the workmanship will show that it is of the highest quality for a very fair price. They can work on any make or model. I trust them to get the job done right. You know, I've had dozens and dozens of all, you know, I don't have dozens of family members, but certainly dozens of friends and certainly listeners call into my show and emailing me and telling me they have been completely satisfied with their experience and felt that they got custom work at a great, great price. California West Coast Paint and Body also does classic car restoration and custom paint jobs. And if you haven't found a body shop that you can really rely on, then go where I go, California West Coast Paint and Body. They open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Their phone number is 323-933-5618, 323-933-5618. And their website is cawestcoastpaintandbody.com. That's cawestcoastpaintandbody.com. Again, the number is 323-933-5618. And by memory, I always throw this in. Their address is 5060 Venice Boulevard, and that's one block west of La Brea on Venice Boulevard on the south side of the streets, freeway closed. All you have to do is let them know that I sent you, and I promise they'll take real good care of you. Yeah, tell them the Motor Man sent you.
What's going to happen next?
It's Peter Tilden on the next Peter Tilden at 10. Equifax just found another 2.4 million Americans impacted by the breach, and yet no punishment for them. Okay, why did Mark Zuckerberg sell almost $500 million worth of Facebook stock?
Money, lots of it.
And Hope Hicks, what's her next job going to be? All of that and more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Iconic newsman Dan Rather returns to Access TV for a new season of The Big Interview, premiering Tuesday, March 13th at 9, 8 Central.
I asked the question.
Don't miss big stars, including Shania Twain.
I feel more comfortable in my own skin.
The Doors, Robbie Krieger, and John Densmore.
We were looking for a different way to attain nirvana.
Eddie Money.
Well, now let's talk about this new reality program.
Right.
First of all, why do it?
I think that I have five dysfunctional children, and I think that TV's really going to like them.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I maybe have more number one records than any one-hit wonder in history.
Don't miss John Mellencamp, Styx, Oak Ridge Boys, and kicking off with legendary Led Zeppelin frontman Robert Plant.
If one looked up sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that they'd probably be a picture of Led Zeppelin.
Well, it's very kind of you.
The Big Interview with Dan Rather premieres Tuesday, March 13th at 9, 8 Central. Only on Access TV. That's AXS TV.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubba's here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE.
Contractor license number 399170.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Got a little way
been pumping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back of my crew cab. Redneck rocking like a rock star, sling a little mud off the back, we can do that. Friday night football, Saturday last call, Sunday hallelujah. If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, truck, yeah, I wanna get jacked up, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, with a little bit of luck I can find me.
A song called Truck, Yeah, Truck, Yeah. No, I'm not prejudiced against trucks, Frank. I just, it's just awful loud. That's pretty rough of Motorman music. I mean, it's just, you know, you didn't dance to that. I'm sorry you hurt yourself on the Motorman song, but. Anyway, welcome back, everyone, to the Motorman Show. The KABC Talk Radio time is 9:21 on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. In fact, if you missed any part of the Motorman Show or would just like to hear it all over again, well, here's your chance. Now there's Motorman Leon Kaplan on demand. Just go to KABC.com and click on demand, and there you'll find previously broadcasted programs of my shows. That's Motorman Leon Kaplan on demand at KABC.com. And there you can read my bio. The bio is pretty much up to date, but the main thing you can see is a picture of me, and you can just see how real good looking I am. What a real, what can I say?
Are you crazy?
Well, I'm crazy. Frank, this is one of Frank's jokes, and I don't get this, Frank. Maybe some of you listeners can tell me. I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised. I don't get that. Oh, sure. Frank's laugh. Oh, she looked, even, that was good, Audrey? Oh, Audrey liked it. Okay. I mean, okay. I drew her eyebrows too high. I didn't get that. I mean, okay. Enough's enough. Enough's enough. Let's go and have some fun. I'm sorry one call had dropped off. I'm just going to go to Robert. I apologize, Robert. Call back and you'll be my next caller. Let's go speak to Henry. Henry, welcome to the program. Henry.
Yeah.
You're on with the Motor Man. Your turn.
Okay. Yeah, Leon, I had a question for you on the Chevy Traverse 2018.
Mm-hmm. Little SUV?
It's got the four-cylinder V6 motor, I believe.
Right.
Don't you think that car is a little bit big for that small of a motor?
Not really, because they're getting a lot of power out of these four-cylinder engines. Look, you get a Ford F-150 truck now, and it has a, you know, four, well, they don't have the four, but it got the six-cylinder in it, and they towing vehicles with, they're getting a lot of power. Go out and drive that. I mean, if I was purchasing it, would I get a four-cylinder? Probably not. I would get the six-cylinder. Because, you know, gas mileage, I'm sure everybody thinks about gas mileage between 4 and 6 and 8. And at the end of the year, you'd be talking about $100 difference or so. It's not, I'd prefer the six cylinder.
Okay, but even the six cylinder, that car is as big as a Suburban, and they got the V8 in the Suburban.
What do you mean, a Traverse? You want a V8 in the Traverse?
No. I'm saying they don't put a V8 in the Traverse.
That's correct. That V6 has plenty of power for that vehicle.
And you can actually tow with that six-cylinder motor?
Yeah, well, actually, you tow. I mean, you're not going to tow a 40-foot trailer with it, but it will tell you the what you can tow if you want to tow a small boat or something of this nature. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It'll have into towing how much GVW, how much a gross vehicle weight that you can tow with that vehicle. So it would be in the print, in the manuals there, what you could tow with that particular vehicle. It depends on, you know, if you're going to tow something big, then you have to go to a Suburban or something of this nature. If you're going to tow or truck with a big diesel something, but it depends on what you're towing. What are you going to tow with it?
Well, if I was going to, probably a 18-foot trailer that I have, and it depends on how you have the trailer loaded to how much weight it would be. You follow me?
No, I know what you're saying. For some trailer time, people put the water tanks full and all of this and all the supplies and groceries and things of this nature.
Right.
But it depends. It all depends on what. I think the V6 would carry it very well.
Well, this is actually a car hauler trailer. It's 18 foot long.
Well,
so it doesn't have, it doesn't have any restroom or nothing like that in it, like the toy hauler trailers do.
I think it would be capable of doing that. Again, I'd have to look at what weight it would carry. So, if small vehicles, I don't think you'd have any problem. It's a nice vehicle.
Yeah. Okay. You think it's a pretty nice vehicle then?
Well, I think it's a real nice vehicle, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, I've heard on the 2019s they're going to make some big changes to it again.
Well, car manufacturers are constantly making changes. I mean, this is the only way they can make a living. Constantly come out with something different, a new change. If they made the same thing every year, the cars, they would not come out with, be the same. They would start going down. I mean, I just got an article here where when I first started in this business years ago, and I've been in this business all my life since I was a kid, it was only General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, period. Look at all the other manufacturers that are in the business now. Korean cars, Japanese cars, I mean, German cars, all of Indian cars. Jaguars are made in India now. And still, now I'm just reading an article where there's a whole group of Chinese cars coming over to our market right now. And I can't even pronounce the name of the company, but it's an automotive group that they're going to be selling through car dealers. There'll be more car dealers coming up. So the manufacturers are constantly coming up, especially with new electric vehicles. And so it depends. And if you wait to next year, the next year they'll have something different and different. I mean, it just goes on and on. But I would have no quarrel with the Traverse. If you need it now, then why not go for
it? I mean, like the GMC, they took and shrunk it. For 2018, they shrunk it down to, or 2017, they shrunk it down to a small compact car.
Well, that's what's selling. See, the manufacturers go over what's selling. If you've listened to my show a while, sedans are not selling now. The Chevrolet, the Impala, they did away with. The Impala's been around for years and years and years. And now SUVs and trucks are becoming the norm now. And it's just amazing that when coming off lease, and now all these, a lot of people lease today. They lease.
Yeah.
And off the crossovers right now are hurting the new vehicle sales because there's so many leases coming off. They're buying now after the lease, the crossovers. And so the dealers are not selling them. They're buying Traverses and things of this nature, Suburbans, all coming off of lease because SUVs and trucks are the hot ticket now. Trucks years ago were made for working. Back in the 40s and 50s, even before that, but 60s, trucks were not made to take trips in. They were made for working in the fields. They were very low geared, and they weren't made for now. They're one of the luxury vehicles there.
Well, I can remember, Leon, when you wouldn't want to buy a used truck because it was well used when
that is correct.
It was a couple of years old.
They had a chain hanging on the tailgate there. It scratched the body as soon as you started driving with the tailgate. That's all changed now. The trucks very luxurious now.
Yeah, they're keeping the trucks like the people are keeping the trucks where they're keeping them real nice and shiny and fancy. And
plus, the trucks have one more thing. More people spend more money on accessories for trucks than any other vehicle. Special wheels, special exhaust system, special interior, running boards. I mean, it just goes on and on. So trucks are a big aftermarket as well for parts in their aftermarket. So it works out real good. And thanks so much for your call, Henry. I appreciate the call. And that leaves the line open, folks, at 1-800-222-KABC. I mean, I can't believe every year, between electric cars and autonomous cars and all these things are just constantly changing. And eventually there will be autonomous cars, I think, coming out. Well, they're out now, but I welcome your opinion to see if you think that autonomous cars will be the thing of the future. More of the Motor Man Show coming your way, and we'll be talking to Ryan and Henry and Marcella. So don't go away. We have a line open at 1-800-222-KABC. Crank her up, Frank.
Talk Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A driver was killed in a fiery crash in Gardena early today involving a vehicle and a mobile home. Witnesses say the driver lost control of his vehicle, hit a power pole that was sheared in half, and then slammed into the mobile home, which went up in flames. A SIG alert has been in effect for hours at 135th Street and Western Avenue for the police investigation. A man was fatally stabbed to death early today in West Hollywood. The attack occurred a little before 1:15 this morning in the 7100 block of Santa Monica Boulevard. And traffic and parking restrictions are now in effect in the area around Hollywood and Highland ahead of tonight's 90th annual Academy Awards. KABC SoCal weather, sunny skies for your Sunday, highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Kopitar in front to Killian Barbary. Shoot! Score! Leanne Tweed, what a hit! Doug McIntyre, shot, and he scores!
We are all Kings! The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne Thursday night as they face off against the Washington Capitals.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
Well, folks, can you believe it? March is here already. Well, this March, my friends at Budget Car Sales are having a huge March Madness blowout sale. You know, Budget is overstocked with low mileage, well-maintained one-owner demos and lease returns, as well as pampered rental returns. Budget, you know, makes buying vehicles very, very easy, whether it's a car, truck, or SUV. That's why I recommend Budget Car Sales for your next car purchase. A normal transaction at a dealer is around four to five hours. Budget gets you in and out in less than an hour with red carpet delivery service. That's right, red carpet delivery service. So why not give them a call? Call them now, 562-407-2800. Budget offers on-the-spot financing on approved credit and will even take your trade-in. Budget only sells certified checked-out vehicles with low, low miles that are still under full factory warranty. There's absolutely no worries. You know, you can rest assured that you're getting a very clean vehicle with a great history behind that vehicle. So if you go down to Budget today and take a test drive, they'll give you a Visa gift card, up to $100. But that's only good for this Sunday. That's today, this fun day. So go down and have some fun and take a test drive at Budget Car Sales. You know, just see Phil there. Give Phil a call. He's the owner there, and he's the big boss, I should say, there. And Phil will take care of you. His number, to get Phil's number, is 562-407-2800. Give Phil a call, 562-407-2800. There simply isn't a better place to buy your next vehicle. So call Budget today, 562-407-2800. Again, one more time, 562-407-2800. Just tell them the one and only Motor Man sent you.
Jenny had a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how GEICO could save her money on car insurance. So she switched and achieved that dream instead.
Okay, folks, your friends at Leon's Transmissions want to offer this very helpful hint. You know, estimates are very important. They offer you an opportunity to educate yourself, make comparisons, and evaluate products. Just as you would not expect a doctor to give you a diagnosis by phone, it's impossible for any repair center to do the same. You know, to get a really true estimate, a repair facility must see the vehicle to begin a diagnostic process. A visual inspection, a road test can provide feedback in determining the severity of the problem. Beware of the total free estimates. That's true. Often complex test procedures may be required at an expense to identify the problem. Know what you're authorizing, the quality of the parts used, warranties, and the timeline for your vehicle being returned. This year, Leon Transmission is celebrating their 58th year in business. They've been 38 years with me, but they've been 58 years in business. For the location nearest you, look them up on the internet at leonstransmission.com. That's leonstransmission.com, and just tell them Leon the Motor Man sent you.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Call us.
Oh, baby, how much you charging for the minute?
Nothing. The call is toll free at 800-222-5222.
Do you have a fast car?
Yes, I have a fast car. I have several fast cars. 1-800-222-KABC, the numbers to get into the Motor Man Show. Again, good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great, great day. Okay, let's go back to the phones and let's go and speak to Judy. Judy, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well today. Thank you so much.
Good. Yes. Well, I'm glad you got my Valentine.
Oh, you're the one that sent the Valentine.
I'm the one. Yeah.
God bless you. What a beautiful card. I saved that and had a pretty heart on it. God, you made my day.
You just made my day.
No, you really did. It made my day when I see nice letters come in, and everybody knows what I've gone through in the last few months, and Valentine's Day was very special, and you made it very special for me. You're a sweet young lady.
Well, I'm glad I did that.
God bless you, my dear.
It makes me feel good. Thank you. I went through it 4 years ago, so I know what you're going through.
Well, I apologize. It's just one of those things. We've got to keep going.
It is, and I'm trying to make that second childhood good now.
That's all you got. The second childhood is a new chapter, as they say. That's what I've been hearing all the time. It's a new chapter. It's hard to accept the new chapter, but what can we do?
Well, we don't have any choice. That's just it. So you just need to make the best of it.
And, well, there's an old saying, we're alive and we'll survive. Is that the old saying they're saying?
And you know, that's a good one. Yes. And I think I mentioned to you once before, I have a little saying says life does not have to be perfect to be wonderful.
Well, that's true. That's very, very true. Thank you so much, Jude. And again, God bless you, my dear.
Welcome.
You're a sweetheart. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and I do listen to you every Sunday. I'll miss you next Sunday because I'm going up to Portland for my aunt's birthday. But
I need the ratings.
Listen to the podcast afterwards.
That'll be fine, Judy.
You want to hear a quick story about my dad buying his first airplane, or if you don't have time, I'll tell you another time.
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, he bought it back in the 1950s. He bought a beautiful little all-metal Lescombe, and
And that's a nice little airplane,
time, right?
I think that was a tail dragger.
Yeah, it was, yes. He had all tail draggers until his Bonanza, yes. But my mom's neighbor was going to pick up checks at the bank, so she said, oh, do you need anything? And so my mom says, oh, yeah, get us a book of checks. This was before we had all the printed checks and everything, right? And so she puts it in the checkbook, and he goes, fortunately, he was buying the plane from a friend of his, and he wrote him a check and got the plane, and a few days later, or maybe a week back in those days, his friend called and says, Al, where do you bank? And he said, Bank of America. And he says, yeah, you wrote me a check off of Security Pacific. So she was going to a different bank and just picked up a book of checks, and so they wrote it. It bounced, but he made it good and had the plane.
But that's
fun. Was kind of a funny story, yeah.
Well, it's a great story. It's a great story. The Lescombe was a nice airplane. I'm very familiar with that airplane. They still are very valuable and collector's items now in the aviation community.
I can believe that. It was a beautiful little all-metal. Oh, boy, it was lovely, yes. Uh-huh. The only problem was it was only a two-seater, so, you know, there were three of us, and so we couldn't all go at the same time. But it was a beautiful little plane.
Well, that was a nice plane. All you need sometimes if you're single to have two seats.
Right. Well, that's true.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just trying to be funny.
No, I know.
Judy, thank you so much, my dear.
Sure. Have a great week, and I'll listen to the podcast next week.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Have a nice trip as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you as well, Judy. Thanks again. Okay, that leaves the line open, folks, at 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go and speak to, I think, Marcellus has been waiting very patiently. Marcellus, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm all right, Mr. Kaplan. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I like the mister. Makes me feel important.
I call you the motor master. You know how you doing.
Well, thank you. How can I help you?
I got a 77 Chevy Nova with a bad carburetor. It's got to be the carburetor, I think, because I took the line loose from the pump, from the fuel pump to the carburetor, and gas is coming out to the going in the carburetor. So I tightened it back up. I filled the bowl up, cranked it up. It ran like it wanted to burn up asphalt. Then it just quit. It died.
Well, you don't want to burn up asphalt. That means you're going too fast, man. Yeah. You don't get a ticket. No, but we've got to determine whether it's fuel-related or whether it's electrically-related problem. See, that car, the 77, you have a distributor in that car. Now, that was when they started doing transistorized ignition, so you may have transistorized ignition in that vehicle. In 75 is when they switched over to transistorized ignition. So,
okay.
And so now, when it cuts off, how do you get it started?
I pull gas back in the carburetor.
And it starts up?
Starts right up.
Okay. Then it is fuel related. Then if it starts up, you've answered my question. And it starts up, you either got a cracked fuel line. It may be, you're going to have to take a fuel pressure test. You got to take a fuel pressure and a fuel suction test. You got suction on one side of the fuel pump and pressure on the other side. So you need to measure both of those. But probably the most common, if you said gas is coming out, you may have a little cracked fuel line that when it starts to it's got to suck the fuel from the tank and push the fuel to the carburetor. So if you got a crack or something in the fuel line back, it's just going to suck in air. And then, so that's, I would check all the rubber fuel lines all the way back. And especially there's one called, I know I'm losing a lot of people understanding what I'm talking about. There's a flex line that connects on the suction side. If that gets weak and it'll suck air in there, it won't bring the, it's easier to suck the air than to pull that heavy fuel from the tank in. So I would check the fuel lines and then take the pressure of the fuel pump. And then you'll be able to burn up the asphalt again.
Okay, now, here, I got a heater that blows real good, but ain't no heat coming out.
Well, have you got the heater hoses hooked up?
Yeah, everything hooked up.
Well, you got either a plugged up heater core or you got a heater valve that's restricted. One of the two.
Okay.
Get that checked out.
Thank you, Motor Man.
All right. And you have a great, great day, my friend. And thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. And that leaves the line open at 1-800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-KABC. March the 5th, I guess on this day, March the 5th in 1929, David Buick passed away. The guy's come out with the Buick car. Wow. That's, well, that's little tidbits of what's going on this week in the motoring world there. 1-800-222-KABC, the numbers to get into the Motorman Show. Let's go back to the phones and, let's go and speak to Tom. We have a line open, by the way, folks, at 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go and speak to Tom. Tom, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Well, this isn't Tom. This is Tim.
Tim, I'm sorry. The computer.
Mr. Motorman, I'm pleasure to talk to you. You're always such an asset. And
thank you.
We up here by Lake Tahoe have just received a ton of snow over the weekend.
Oh, I bet you did.
Just as beautiful as you can be. And you should come fly up this way and
I'm jealous.
See what you see.
It's beautiful country you live in there. That's beautiful up in that area.
Well, thank you. My question is, I'm looking to surprise my wife with an RX 350 Lexus, but I don't know what other automobile would be comparable to compare with that?
Well, there's a lot of them to be compared with that, but it's hard unless you want to go into a BMW, and it starts getting costly when you go into the BMW line. You get early at a Transverse. You need to go out. Is it going to be a surprise to her?
It is, and I know she likes white, which is kind of bad with all the snow that we have up here. But the other thing is I'm looking for dependability, and it will have to be four-wheel drive.
Well, yeah, four-wheel drive. But the thing I'm thinking about, when you do a surprise vehicle, I did it for my wife one time, and it didn't work because she didn't like all the gadgetry inside. And sometimes, you got to know whether it is, they can get in the car, this is generic, whether people are tall, slender, short, and so it's the need to get in the car and take it for a drive and see if it meets her, although I don't know of much of a better car that you could pick out. There's a lot of four-wheel drive vehicles, but Lexus is certainly top of the line. What can I say negative about? Two cars I have really a hard time saying anything bad about, and that's Lexus and Hondas. I mean, they just run and run and run, and they do an excellent job. So I don't know how you could get any better, in my opinion. I mean, it's certainly a good car. If you like, white doesn't bother me. It'll certainly be warmer be cooler, in the summertime. So I would consider that. I mean, you could go Ford Explorer. There's so many cars out there, but that's pretty much a luxury car as well. And and she deserves it. Listen, this is the only time we go around in life. This is a one shot deal. And if it works for you and her, hey, go for it.
I really appreciate that. And I'll just have to, change my, presentation, and instead of having it maybe delivered to the house, maybe I'll take her out to dinner or something and stop by the dealer and see what she thinks prior to
It's a good idea, because I made a mistake one time with my wife Dixie Belle. I bought a car New Year's Eve, and I got it, and she didn't like all the gadgetry, and it's too complicated, and I, of course, I'm so sensitive. It had a button to push that if you're pulling into a parking space, be sure to hit the button to raise the car up so it doesn't hit the front of the car. And she said, I don't need all that. And so I bought myself a car. Is really what it ended up. So I don't want you to do the same thing, and that's the truth. And so she said, I don't want all that. So she kept her old car. I still have her car. She kept the old one, and that's the car that she loved. And so I would just go by there, not even think about it, just drop in. I mean, you don't have to if you think she's fine, but just drop in. Say, I just want to look at this car, and, what do you think? And, no, we can't afford it. Maybe, making excuses and then something like that, and make a fun deal out of it.
Well, I am so sorry for your loss, and I do enjoy your program. It is so informative. If there was any little bit of criticism, it's not every one of your jokes is perfect.
That's some here, and I just can't even, this is so corny. And Frank, and I don't understand it. This is my step ladder. I never knew my real ladder. Now, see, Frank thinks that's funny. This is my step ladder. I never knew my real ladder. That's right. You got to come up with better. Now, you must be running out of material,
Well, you know what? Keep trying.
He should do that. I don't want him to give up his day job. Anyway, well, thanks so much, and good luck on that. Give me a call back and let me know how much your wife really loves that vehicle.
You know what? I certainly will, and I hope to see you come up here to hot August nights maybe this summer.
I probably will be there. I probably will.
Well, I hope to see you.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, Tim. I appreciate it. 1-800-222-KABC. More of the Motor Man Show coming your way. I'd like to talk about a dealership that's been around a long time, a real long time, Porsche Downtown LA. I've had conversations with their general manager, Victor, there, and he's always liked, sharing with me all the information there about the company and his family owned and operated for 49 years. Victor and his great team have made it their mission to be the automotive home of Porsche drivers in all of Los Angeles. Well, by providing them with a vast selection of new and used vehicles, exceptional car care, and legendary customer service with a big, big smile. Now, lots of people like to give great customer service, but Porsche Downtown LA takes great pride in all their customers. They have a high percentage of return and referral customers, and that means a great selection and great customer service. So go down there. Yes, go down to Porsche Downtown LA and meet Victor and his great team. You'll be very glad you did. And tell them the Motor Man sent you. They're freeway close. Porsche Downtown LA is located just 4 blocks south of the Staples Center on Figueroa. It's very easy to buy or lease your next vehicle from Porsche Downtown LA. They've got the beautiful Porsche 911, the Panamera, the Macan, the Cayenne. The Cayenne SUV, and they're just all great vehicles. Treat yourself to one of those beautiful Porsches. You deserve it. Just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
President Trump may make a formal announcement this week about imposing trade tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Ohio Governor John Kasich tells CNN's State of the Union that the president is taking the wrong approach.
What the president ought to do, working with the Congress and outside groups, we ought to modernize the way in which we determine whether the trade agreements are being violated. But just to turn around one day and say, well, for this national security reason, which the Department of Defense doesn't even agree to, doesn't make much sense.
The Northeast is still recovering from a powerful winter storm that knocked out power and impacted plane and train service. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says airports are trying to clear out the backlog.
It will continue right into your Sunday, so look on Boston, JFK, LaGuardia, Philly, all the way to D.C. We have moderate to minor delays still anticipated through the course of your Sunday.
Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are still without power. I'm Ann Cates.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savant.
And on the next Midday Live, we'll take your calls. And Lauren, it is the aftermath of the Oscars.
Ah, yes. Still have an Oscar hangover.
Will it be an Oscar glow or an Oscar hangover?
Well, I'm calling it a glow, of course.
Is that what I see most days when you come in, or is this something different?
How dare you?
How dare you? Adam Moore on the next Midday Live with Lauren Savant and Dr. Drew.
Hi, I hear you're giving away tickets to music shows and comedies and...
Oh, yeah, it's a little added bonus for listening to KABC.
I'll take 10 of each, please.
Well, you do have to win them first.
Hey, buddy, mind if I borrow your phone?
Listen, call, win! The KABC will call your ticket to SoCal's hottest tickets. Courtesy of 790 KABC. News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I still get dressed
on Sunday, yes I do. Still get dressed on Sunday, yes I do. Oh, I should have been a singer. Should have been a singer. I still can. My friend Richard says I still can. Welcome back, everyone. In fact, I just got a message from Bill from Linden, Washington, which we talked about, the cleanest place I've ever been in all of America, I think, and that's the truth. He just called, said hi to us, and Richard introduced me to him several years ago, flying in there, and he's a great, great guy. And thank you, Bill, for listening to the Motor Man program, and Richard says hi to you right back to you, and thank you so much. 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go back to the phones and let's go and speak to, speak to Carl. Carl, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Can I help you, sir?
I am waiting to talk with the Motor Man.
You're on with the Motor Man right now.
Oh. Hey, Motor Man. I tell you, a guy was drinking bourbon down in his wine cellar. What kind of car would he have to be driving?
A guy in his wine cellar, Frank?
Drinking his bourbon.
Suburban, drinking his Suburban. Oh, I got
it. You got it. All right. Hey.
All right. How can I help you?
Okay. I am the proud owner of a brand new 2005 VW TDI, diesel.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it in L.A. and took it to, on your behalf, the famous painter down there who put a really good paint job on it.
Yeah, California.
Yeah, California.
West Coast Paint. They do great work.
West Coast Paint. About it. Yeah. Well, I got it all fixed up. It had a broken EGR hose and some other issues, which put...
What's the problem you're having now? So I'm just trying to rush you.
Well, this is the problem. It put exhaust into the car for a long time, even before I had it. Now I can't get the smell out. And I've cleaned and everything, and it's probably not in the car. I would guess it's in the radiator. Or
ventilation system you're talking about.
Yeah.
If the exhaust was leaking from in the engine compartment, it could be coming in from that area. But one thing I want you to check is the deck lid on the back, whether it's a trunk or a deck lid, is the seal there. That seal is not completely tight. You'll get exhaust fumes back in the car while you're driving on the highway. And this happens with that.
We did check it, and it's not leaking, and it isn't bringing exhaust in anymore. What's happening in the morning when I open the car, it's full of fumes, and when we drive it and expel the fumes, it goes away pretty well. I turn it on recirculating, and it comes back.
Well, there's some odors you need to put in there. There's some odor. There's a chemical in these auto parts stores that you can spray in the ventilation system, the air conditioning system, the heater system, and it will take that odor away. We do that all the time because air conditioning systems will get musty sometimes. You'll get a musty smell, and you want to get rid of that musty smell from condensation that settles in, and that will cause that. So I would get one of those and check that out, and I think that will cure your problem completely. And thanks so much for your call. Appreciate the call. Okay. And let's go to Jim in L.A. Jim, welcome to the program. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jim. How can I help you?
I've got this 65 Dodge custom 880 station wagon, 383 2-barrel with a factory 4-speed.
Wow, that's a very unusual car.
They only made four. They made 226 4-speed wagons, but they only made four with this equipment.
Right.
And so, yeah, I saved it from the jaws of death. I fixed up all the rust. I got it running. I drove it all around. It's a great car. I try to sell it. Everybody wants to give me half of what I'm trying to sell it for.
Everybody. Everybody tries to get more and everything, whether it's selling your house, your car, or property,
if I could
or whatever.
Break even, I'd be happy.
Well, break even. I mean, cars are depreciable unless you really, you know, that car is not a really. I mean, it's a nice vehicle, and it's
rare,
good
but
to
not
you.
Investment quality.
Right. And so you're just going to have to get the best you can. I mean, I've got a motorcycle that I'm trying to sell, a Daytona. Well, I'm not even trying to sell it, actually, but I've got way more money in it than I can possibly sell it for. It's just, but I've enjoyed it. Look at the smile on your face. Look at the smile on your face. See that you like
yeah,
it. Got
happy.
A 4-speed. Keep it and enjoy it. Enjoy.
Well, that's what I do. I enjoy it. I figure somebody will see it and maybe take it from me, but.
They will.
Know, I already did most of the half of the restoration work. The next person can really make it a great car.
Well, if it wasn't a station wagon, I'd offer you $400 or $500 for it. That's the only thing. But station wagons are not really the hot ticket right now.
Well, some people think they are. Some people don't, I guess.
Well, that goes for anything. Some people
think.
Anyway, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate the call.
Sure. Take
care. And you have a great day. I'm sorry. Boy. JJ, I'm so sorry. Can you be the first caller next week? I'm so sorry. I've just run out of time. Thank you, Richard Babbitt, for coming down and visiting me, the pilot there. I want to thank all law enforcement, all veterans, all in fire department. And surgery, all good teachers. Stay tuned for Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob will keep you nice and healthy all week long until you can turn back into the Motor Man Show next week, same time from 8 to 10. Talking about my favorite subject and helping you out in all of your motoring needs. Right here at Talk Radio 790, as I used to say, the fabulous KABC. Keep smiling, everyone. Just a little courage.